All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Catherine Fletcher, who has had a long-time environmental column in several local publications. And just after a little over 30 years here, she's decided recently to take a bit of a step back from column writing and move on to other projects here. Catherine, how's it going?
Really well, thank you.
Awesome. So before we get started here, can you talk a little bit about why you decided to step back here after more than 30 years of column writing here?
Well, after 34 years, I mean, I just thought there's a lot of changes happening in our lives. Eric's in my life. We decided to part with our beloved cottage that is on the Black River system that he built with his parents in 1967. There are changes. And I just thought, well, you know, gives me an opportunity to reflect on whether it would be time to resign from writing the column and hopefully allow somebody else to, with their brand new voice, to continue speaking to our community about the environment. So that's really, you know, why I decided to step back. I really hope somebody else will be able to carry it forward.
Yeah, it must have been a big decision there. It's been quite a long time there. For those that aren't familiar, could you describe a little bit about what your column is and how it's evolved over the years, I guess you could say?
Sure. Well, the column that I've been writing for the West Quebec Post, Pontiac Journal, and the Elmer Bulletin is called Our Environment. And it really, because to me, the environment pretty well covers absolutely every aspect of our lives. It's a really involving commentary. It's a way of speaking to readers, to people who are living here, about everything from their writing a will and the importance of it and the possible benefit of, you know, donating to an environmental cause through to what we're going to be doing about voting for an incinerator or the Chalk River near-surface disposal facility through to bird migration. I mean, everything and anything really is the environment.
For sure. As far as like subject-specific columns, it's a pretty broad subject for sure.
Yeah. It's been fun to write, too, because, you know, I think that people can often think, oh, what a dreary, depressing topic. And people have said to me, have walked up and said, oh, well, we're so sorry to hear that you're retiring from it, but I guess it's pretty depressing. And I said, well, you know, it's the way of how you turn that crystal. You know, a crystal is metaphor for life. If you keep on bashing against the brick wall, then just turn the crystal and find a new facet. And I think that that's what we've got to do with the environment, you know, from loving the Blanding's turtle and caring about species at risk through to embracing new mills and clear-cut forestry. I mean, you know, how do we balance? But the important thing too, Caleb, is always to remember the joy in nature, the restorative powers of nature, and you know how we can enjoy ourselves too. So, I just love the topic.
And can you talk a little bit about how you got started there?
Well, really, it's all about writing, isn't it? You would know that as a journalist, and I think journalism is so important, isn't it? Mm. So it's about. It's really about putting your thoughts down and provoking interest. And I did that as a little girl. I always wanted to be a writer. I also wanted to be a nun and a jockey. So
that's a pretty diverse
range. I know the nun didn't work out at all. I don't know where that came from. Horses, of course, I have horses still. So, but no, the writing, I wrote stories and little tales and was so inspired by my mom, who loved nature and who read me Beatrix Potter's Tale of Peter Rabbit and stuff. And Beatrix Potter, of course, was one of England's first environmentalists. She donated a lot of land to what's known now as British National Trust. So, you know, from a tiny little girl sitting at my mother's knee listening to these rabbit stories, Tale of Benjamin Bunny, and all of these things, you know, it's grown into a lifelong passion. And I still will write. I'm a visual artist as well, and I create handmade journals, and then I do my haiku and my writing and my illustrations in the journal. So really, writing is part of my life. In 1985, I thought that, well, there isn't a book on Gatineau Park, so I wrote one, and of course couldn't find a publisher. I got 30 rejections. So I wrote one and self-published it, and it sold out in 6 weeks. So that really, that book launched my career as a author, but also credibility as a freelance writer.
Jeez, and what was that process like getting into column writing for a newspaper? Just walk in the door and say, here I am, or did they approach you? How did that work?
I walked in the door and said, I think you need a column on the environment. And they first of all said, go away. But as some people know about me, I'm rather persistent. So then I was told, well, do you know anything about the Pontiac? You just arrived here. And I sort of explained about Eric and, my husband, Eric Fletcher, and the cabin up the Black River. And anyway, I got the job. And I kind of been doing it ever since, haven't I?
And so can you describe, what were some of the prime environmental issues of that day? What we're talking about here today is a lot different than what you might have been talking about in 1985 or the 90s and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, Caleb, there's nothing as constant as change. But within that change, sometimes it's just the technology, I should say, that changes. Because when I started writing, one of the prime issues or main concerns of Pontiacers was the proposed regional landfill at the Bristol mine site. And we, Pontiac Environment Protection people and myself and other people, rallied against that. But it keeps on resurfacing, this issue of garbage, doesn't it? So, you know, then it became, well, what to do with our entrenched landfills? And that was a topic. And in North Onslow, just literally down the road from me, then Mayor Bruce Campbell got involved with a developer who wanted to promote the transformation of the North Onslow dump, entrenched dump, to a regional landfill. And I worked tirelessly to try and oppose that. And successfully, and the developer then went to Danford Lake and proposed a dump there, regional dump, and we opposed that. And then all this talk about the three R's, you know, reuse, recycle, repurposing, and so that's a topic too. Composting is a topic. Then, of course, we've got Jane Toler promoting, and many of the mayors promoting, the incinerator. And let's not forget the near-surface disposal facility at Chalk River, which is a huge topic for the radioactive waste. So that's a topic which, of course, isn't much fun, as I'd alluded to before, that environment can be fun, but these are very pressing issues. And the other thing that I have always tried to do in my columns is inculcate the idea that Pontiac is just a mere microcosm of our world's issues. And we know that garbage, look at that, you know, plastic garbage floating island of huge proportions. I think it's in the Pacific. It's just, you know, it's everywhere. So it's from, you know, what do the farmers do with the plastic-wrapped bales of hay, through to this supposedly organic compost that is being put on the ground that we raise our crops on. And it's, you know, microplastics are everywhere, and that's partly the agricultural industry. But it's not to blame them. It's everywhere. Mm. It's just everywhere.
For sure. like you're saying, yeah, the more things change, the more things kind of stay the same.
Yeah, they do. And we think we have a technological fix. And you know, people can say, oh, well, you're just so NIMBY. Well, you know, not in my backyard is what that means, of course. And I think we just have to ask questions. You know, when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, we had this mantra, question authority. And a whole bunch of people have forgotten about that, and a whole bunch of us haven't forgotten about it. And I think we always need to, because by asking questions of the people who are wanting to impose these things or suggest these things, whatever you want to say, by asking questions and being vigilant, we just, I think that it's our human spirit and our ability to make something happen in a better way. You know, of course we need to deal with garbage. I'm not saying by any means that the status quo is the best. That's not, that would be a misinterpretation. But we don't know. Why would we have an incinerator here? What about the infrastructure? What about the roads? What about it not being a circular economy? I think that people in the cities should be managing their garbage better themselves and not dumping it in our countryside that we're all trying to ardently say we want to protect biodiversity. Well, go look in the mirror. What are we doing?
Looking back over your career here, Catherine, is there any project or piece or, I guess, series of columns that you've worked on here that you're particularly proud of or wanted to highlight?
Well, I guess the garbage thing is one. And I think, you know, really, as well, well, there's so many. It's difficult.
Quite a bit of selection there, for sure.
It's really difficult. You know, I think the main thing is to get engaged and look at for example, the River Keeper. You know, we look at the River Keeper, and I interviewed Meredith Brown when she was River Keeper back in the day. And then from her, I got this whole layer of understanding about what Pontiac residents were doing as river watchers, such as the wonderful Jennifer Houghton, you know, and her parents, Barb and Peter. Jennifer's a river watcher, and that means she was trained by Ottawa Riverkeeper Organization to study the river water and analyze its contents, and then also watch the river, look for dead fish and look for loons in trouble or whatever, and report on it. And I think that these are good things. These are really, really concrete examples of how you and I, just ordinary people, can make a huge difference. And I also just think that, you know, by getting involved, we can make things happen. And one of the things you had asked me, well, what projects am I going to be working on? There are two, if I can just take a minute.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, the first thing is the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Ottawa Valley chapter, and their initiative called The Draw, the Des Moines River Artists for Wilderness. And that's a passion of mine as a visual artist, and for Eric as a photographer. And we go to those August retreats up the Des Moines River, and our art is used to promote people's understanding of the reason why it's so important to protect watersheds and nature. So that's one thing that you'll see me being more and more involved with. And our artists, I think there's about 40, maybe 50 of us now who've been involved in The Draw over the years. There's going to be an exhibition at the MRC Pontiac offices. It's just being hung this week, I think, and it will migrate on January 26th to Jane Toller's Night of Memories, you know, at Spruce Home. So that's something that we're actively involved with as artists and as political activists through art, which is a pretty cool concept. Then the other thing that we're doing, you know that our property borders Gatineau Park, and I've been hugely involved with the park. And I talked to the park director, Catherine Verreault, and suggested to her that because we bordered the park and our property pushes into it, if they wanted to do any any research, scientific research here, to please contact us. And a few years ago, Carl Savignac did a study here and in many other places in the Pontiac on Eastern Whippoorwill. But right now, what Catherine and the chief biologist of the park agreed to is indeed studying, of all things, and why not, bats. So we've had microphone detectors recording bats' high-frequency signals, which the scientists decode to discover which species are actually here in the park. And that is that project is finished for this year, but they've asked if they can return next year. So, you know, Caleb, you'll know that because of our love, our deep love and passion for the Pontiac, but for the preservation of species and biodiversity. These are things that I'm just delighted to be a part of.
Catherine, thank you for your time. I appreciate you talking with me about your career here.
Okay. Thanks so much, Caleb.